This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
It is sunrise for a Wednesday morning. Glad to have you along once again on the radio. Chad Hershberger filling in for Mark Lawrence as Mark enjoys yet another day of vacation this week. And we have a live interview in the studio this morning. Rob Jones is with us. He is of the Central Pennsylvania Vintage Iron Club. And you've got an exciting weekend ahead out at the Union County West End Fairgrounds. Tell us what's going on.
Indeed we do, Chad. This will be our 17th annual Vintage Iron Fall Festival at the West End Fairgrounds, featuring lesser known tractors. And for those who don't really follow the vintage iron, lesser known would mean the tractors that are not Farmall, International, Oliver, or John Deere. These are something like a co-op tractor. So these are the lesser known. So we'll see how many of those that we get to be able to park out in our field. Most often during the weekend, we've had as many as 150 tractors on display.
You've been doing this now. This is the 17th show. Tell me a little bit about why you think this continues to be something that people enjoy every year.
I just believe that there are folks that like to come and see the old stuff. When we say vintage iron, we really mean vintage iron. These are not modern day tractors, although anyone that has one is more than welcome to bring it out. We're talking, like, I have a couple and they're in the 1940 range, and some people like to really have them dressed up in a new dress, restored. Some leave them the way they are, and actually you'd probably figure out a lot of people just drag them right out of the farm field from working and put them on display because they're proud of what they own.
And one of the highlights, I think, of the event is the tractor pulls. I can't even imagine what this looks like. Tell me a little bit about, describe a tractor pull and what happens and the excitement of it.
Well, first of all, it's the preparation of the track. It's a mud clay mixture, I guess that's what I call it. That's probably not exactly right. There is a big sled, a pulling sled, that the individual backs up to with their antique tractor and starts pulling it down the track. And as the tractor is pulling it down the track, there is a weight on the sled that moves towards the tractor and weighs the sled down. And of course, that means, is the tractor going to take a full pull? That's what it's called, the lingo. Or is it going to have to stop? But it's here again. It's the idea of these guys work on their tractors. They get them all fixed up, ready to go, and they just love to pull. That's what it is.
And this is something that the whole family can enjoy. It's good for kids, good for adults. Tell us about some of the things that kids might enjoy this weekend at the event.
Yeah, we have kids game. There's a gal that does a tremendous job doing stuff for kids. And then also we have the kiddie pulls. So it's a small kiddie size tractor. We have a very crafty young man who has built a small version of a pulling sled. So the kids can have that experience of actually pulling with a kiddie pull and pulling a sled. The whole idea of this show, to me, it's community-based. It's free admission, free parking. The food is not expensive. And, of course, we're a nonprofit, a C3, and we also share the grounds with other nonprofits as well.
And we talked about the kids being there. I know there's some Cubs, Scouts and Boy Scouts that are going to be there, and they camp out there over the weekend and also help out doing some service for you.
They do. It's wonderful that we have a Boy Scout, Cub Scout troop that's going to be there, and what they do is they go around and empty the garbage for us, and they also camp the weekend, which back when I was a Boy Scout, that was the best part of it, was the camping out, and also going to have a food stand as well.
You mentioned about food. If I'm coming out to the event this weekend and I'm hungry, I might as well just come out and eat out there, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this goes to the gamut of French fries, pulled pork sandwich, hamburger, barbecue, cheeseburgers, hamburgers, hot dogs. We have a couple who makes homemade ice cream with a hit-and-miss engine, which is something that you really should stop by and take a look.
Tell me what a hit-and-miss engine is.
Well, a hit and miss engine, you'd almost have to hear it to really understand the sound. It goes along real quiet, and all of a sudden you'll hear a-pooch. And these hit and miss engines were used for a lot of reasons on the farm, and this just happens to be able to run an ice cream maker with belts and pulleys, but it's a really cool thing to see.
It's about my time to eat breakfast. You're making me hungry talking about
well,
ice cream.
Speaking of breakfast, every morning, 7 o'clock, we have a breakfast tent Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. It's all homemade.
And this is an all-day event on Friday and Saturday, half-day on Sunday. Kind of run us through a typical day that's going to be happening on Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, what's going to happen is here again Friday morning, we'll be ready to go, and it'll be breakfast shortly after that. The people that are going to be making ice cream start that process. People will have their vendor buildings open. There'll be vendor displays. There'll be guys out at the track getting the track ready to go for the Friday pulls. People in the food stands, the blacksmith. And then once that takes off, it's basically people coming to eat, swing around, take a look at all the tractors. Friday or Saturday evening, we have entertainment on the stage. And Sunday morning is a church service. And right around 10, 11, 12 o'clock, everybody starts breaking down and getting ready to go home.
So really something for everybody.
Yeah.
We mentioned the kids. The tractors and other antique tractor displays will be interesting to most folks, but also some crafts, too.
Yeah, there'll be some craft people there. Also, we're going to have a basket raffle. And also, the Union County Historical Society will be there, and the Mifflinburg Buggy Museum will be there for the adults. And then I almost forgot the adult pedal pool will be taking place as well. So if you think that the kids are going to have all the fun with the kiddie pool, no. You know, the adults will have that fun as well.
And this is run by the Central Pennsylvania Vintage Iron Club. Tell us about this. I'm sure is one of your, if not the biggest event you do in the year, but what are some of the things that the club engages in throughout the year?
Yeah, we like to get together. There's a camping weekend that we do in the summer that coincides with our club meetings. Our club meetings are the second Saturday every month at 7 o'clock. It's a very social club. This coming Thursday night, we will have our club meeting out there at 7, but there'll be a cover dish, a dinner type thing, you know, beforehand at 6 o'clock. This is just a group of people that just get into farming and get into vintage iron. We do have some tractor type events throughout the year. We have a banquet in the spring. So yeah, we try to keep engaged.
And again, it's the 17th annual event this weekend. It is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Union County West End Fairgrounds. Takes probably a lot of volunteers to pull this off. Talk about that.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It definitely takes a lot of volunteers. And let's face it, it's not easy for nonprofits with volunteers, and we have a very dedicated amount of people, you know, that come out. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the big setup day. That's going to start like 8 o'clock in the morning, and a lot of times it goes right up till 6 o'clock when we sit down, you know, for dinner before the meeting. So, yeah, there's a lot of people doing a lot of things. Yeah.
And this is something I think it sounds like is an event that the people that volunteer really enjoy and enjoy sharing some of your interests in vintage stuff with the greater community.
You know, it really comes down to the fact that you sweat your rear end off, you know, tomorrow, and people work and work and work. But, you know, come Friday morning when it's all set up, or even as early as Thursday evening, you look around and say, holy cow, you know, we're ready to go. And it's one of those great feelings to say, you know what, let the people in the gate, let's go.
Yeah. So if somebody is interested, wants to get more information, where can they go to find out all the details?
Phone number 570-412-7307, and tractor pool wise two numbers, 412-6360 and 765-0754.
And I think you also have a Facebook page that people can get some information on, too?
Yeah, absolutely we do. Seems like Facebook is the way to go.
Yeah, so check that out again. It's the Central Pennsylvania Vintage Iron Club. The tractor show coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Union County West End Fairgrounds starts every morning, 7 a.m. Rob mentioned this on air and also to me before we started. Free admission and free parking. So if you are looking for something to do, and we have made sure, AccuWeather has made sure you're going to have a great weekend weather-wise.
Oh, I saw that. So yes. We are so happy with that weather forecast.
You can come out. There's meals. There's food. There's crafts. There's stuff for the kids to do. Please get out and enjoy this again coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. West End of Union County at the fairgrounds. Any parting thoughts as we wrap up today, Rob?
No, you did a great job. You know, the wrap-up is yes, today's Wednesday, and maybe you made some plans for the weekend, but, you know, if you can squeeze in a couple hours and jump out to the West End of Union County, you will not be disappointed.
Well worth your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Rob. Rob Jones of the Central Pennsylvania Vintage Iron Club here this morning to talk about the event this weekend.